From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And next hour, Peter Sale joins us. Are we killing our planet? Get ready for that. Well, by the way, welcome new affiliate, 1270 WXYT in Detroit, as we add to our Motor City base. Really excited about this. It's a great radio station. And let me tell you, back in 1969, I worked for WXYZ Television. And at the time, it was WXYZ Radio called Wixie. It's now WXYT. So I'm back on the station that I had my very first broadcasting job in 1969. So it's kind of neat, kind of exciting. Back in Detroit, parents are back there listening as we speak. Well, more than 50 new alien planets, including so-called super Earth that could potentially support life, have been discovered by an exoplanet hunting telescope from the European Southern Observatory. The newfound haul of planets includes 16 super Earths, as they call them, which are potentially rocky worlds that are more massive than our planet. One in particular has captured astronomers' attention because it orbits at the edge of its star's habitable zone, suggesting that conditions could be ripe to support life. Robert Zimmerman, award-winning space historian with us. Robert, this is exciting. They keep finding more and more of these planets, don't they?
Well, we're up to over 600 now, George, and the numbers will continue to grow. Kepler's research is continuing, and be prepared sometime in the next 6 months for them to announce many, many more planetary exoplanet discoveries, many of which will be Earth-sized. There's no question of that. They're coming fast and furious. This particular super-Earth planet is interesting because it's on the inner edge of the habitable zone of this star, which is slightly cooler than the sun. And so they estimate that the amount of energy hitting the planet is about 3% less than Venus's. That means there's enough energy hitting the planet to make water liquid in the right conditions, and that means you could have life. It's going to take many years to find that out because we don't have the telescopes yet to really get the right data to know what the makeup of this planet is like, but that's coming. They're being built. So it's very exciting, and it's just going to keep coming, and we will soon know the planets where, as I wrote on my website Behind the Black today, we will soon know what planets we want to send our first interstellar ships to, the ones that have the potential for life.
And will they have the knowledge, Bob, of the approximate age of these planets?
Well, you know, the what they're looking at here with this particular research, as well as Kepler, they're generally focusing on solar-type stars, similar to our sun. And that means they're going to be in the range of several billion years old. Some of them will be younger than the sun, some of them will be older. But you're not talking about drastically different. All of them will have had the potential to develop civilizations like our own or life of some kind over the period of time they've existed.
And what is new? BehindTheBlack.com, the website.
Oh, I post every day space and science stuff, plus a lot of other stuff having to do with history and politics and so forth. And from my interest, exploration is always the thing, and science and even entertainment is human exploration into pushing the unknown. That's my goal at Behind the Black.
Well, you make science fun, Bob. Bob Zimmerman. Well, the weekend came and it went, and thank God there were no problems in terms of terrorism in this country. Three airline passengers questioned after their suspicious activity prompted a military fighter jet to escort into the Detroit airport on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks have been released without charges. Frontier Airlines Flight 623 from Denver to Detroit was one of two U.S. commercial airliners escorted by fighter jets on Sunday's 10th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. FBI Special Agent Sandra Burchold said that the airplane was diverted as a precaution based on reports of suspicious activity on the plane during flight and the heightened security measures during the 10th anniversary of 9/11. The three passengers, two men and a woman, were questioned along with crew members and several other passengers. Everybody agreed that they weren't causing any problems. People were just a little uptight. But Doug Hagman's with us, and he monitors terrorist websites all around the planet. Doug, people were a little edgy, but I've got to ask you this. Specific dates when we hear credible reports, it could happen anytime, can it?
Oh, of course. And you know, I think people need to understand that 9/11 2011, just like 9/11 2001, it's like a single frame in a much longer film, and that film contains many frames both before and after the other. You know, so I think the threat has to be viewed in that manner. And of course, we can also compare our current environment to the recurring tornado season in the Midwest. You know, not all watches or warnings result in actual tornadoes touching down, but that doesn't mean, for example, that the conditions for such an event don't exist. So we always have to be looking for things. And you know, prior to 2009, there did not appear to be the intelligence in terms of by federal officials where they believed that Al Qaeda adhered to planning attacks for specific dates. That changed in the late summer of 2009 when the government discovered an Al-Qaeda plot that was clearly set to be launched on the anniversary of 9/11 in that year. But that was disrupted. But that was the only occasion that really was fixed upon an anniversary date.
Well, as we look at this situation here, Doug, do we know where this credible source might have come from?
Well, two different sources. One reportedly from the data collected from the bin Laden raid, which I've got reservations about that. And the second, according to the information I have, is an intelligence asset from the Pakistan-Afghani border that possessed information about an active threat. And, of course, that did not materialize. So I'm wondering now whether that asset is, in fact, still considered an asset, or at least a workable asset.
All right, Doug. Doug Hagman's website, part of our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. Tragedy in Florida. At least two gunmen armed with possible semi-automatic weapons opened fire outside of a Florida nightclub, shooting through the door early Saturday morning, killing two people, injuring 22 others. A witness described panic and chaos inside the club Elite in the town of Palmetto, south of Tampa. Andy Whitfield, the British star of the U.S. TV drama Spartacus, Blood and Sand, has died at the age of 39. He died in Sydney, Australia, 18 months after being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Bank of America will cut about 30,000 jobs over the next few years in a bid to save $5 billion per year. The cost-cutting drive is part of a broader effort to reshape and shrink the bank's largest bank as it copes with the fallout from the housing bust. Fats found in fish oil supplements can stop chemotherapy drugs from working properly. Writing in the journal Cancer Cell, researchers advise cancer patients not to take the supplements. In a moment, we'll be talking with Dr. Leonard Coldwell about this story and others on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Dr. Leonard Coldwell with us this hour, leading authority on self-help education for cancer patients. And many call him the world's leading expert on cancer. I've been to several events with Dr. Coldwell, and people just flock around him getting information. Of course, he's a regular guest and contributor here on Coast to Coast as well. Leonard, how are you?
I'm absolutely great, George. So good to hear your voice again. And people still talking about your speeches at the Health Freedom Expo. You just blow people away. I mean, I'm always stunned every time something new, and every time you kind of have these great stories, and it's very entertaining too, and a lot of information. So people are still talking about it.
Well, I had this great speech, but it was the same one that I gave 2 months before, and I realized most of the panelists were the same ones. I had to change it pretty fast.
It was perfect. It was really great, George. Thank you so much for all you do, though.
Tell me about this story about fish oils, which I take and so many people take for the heart and everything else, saying that they block chemotherapy drugs. What is this story?
First of all, thank God it does. Chemotherapy, my dear friend, is an assault with a deadly weapon. It is fraud. It is murder. And 27%, based on a study done in the U.K., 27% of patients that get hit by chemotherapy die within the first 30 days. Basically, today, nobody dies of cancer anymore. They all die from the side effects of the so-called treatment. Chemotherapy is not even a therapy. Chemotherapy is based on mustard gas, and mustard gas, after the Geneva Convention, is forbidden as a war chemical. They created it in the First and Second World War to kill soldiers on the battlefield. And after the Second World War, they had no idea what to do with it. So they thought, we just do the same thing like we do with fluoride. We put it into people to get rid of it. Otherwise, it's too expensive to dispose of it. And chemotherapy never cured anybody, never will cure anybody. It kills people on a regular basis. It causes cancer. Even if you read the side effects of chemotherapy, it says there it causes cancer and death. And about 400 other things that you find in my book, The Only Answer to Cancer. By the way, thank you so much. After we were on for my book, The Only Answer to Cancer, we sold 160,000 books.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
you
help a lot of people. Now, if you were to talk to an oncologist who is used to giving chemotherapy, used to using radiation treatment, what would they say? What would they say about this?
First of all, what they truly would say if we are one-on-one, they would say, I wouldn't do it myself, because a Canadian study showed that 86% of all oncologists would not use their own therapy form on them or their loved ones. And you have to remember, we talked about it, that the life expectancy statistically of a medical doctor is the shortest in all professions, of 56 years of age. And the alcohol abuse rate, the drug abuse rate of medical doctors is the highest of all professions. Only psychiatrists and dentists is higher. And the suicide rate is the highest. And it's not because they are bad people. It's because they find out, after having the great idea of becoming a healer, after a couple of years in office, they find out they cannot heal, they cannot cure. They're just killing and harming people with all the chemicals. And so that's why I personally believe the statistic is true, that their life expectancy in average is 56 years of age. But what I want to say is, George, first of all, that shows that our immune system finds a way to even fight chemicals if we have the right diet. First of all, omega-3 helps the heart. It helps rheumatoid arthritis. It has so many positive elements. And most of all, it prevents prostate cancer, breast cancer. Flaxseed oil, for example, is proven to be much more effective with breast cancer than chemotherapy. While chemotherapy cannot be effective to begin with, because chemotherapy, imagine you have Agent Orange from Vietnam, and you have a wonderful garden, and this wonderful garden has flowers and bushes and trees, and of course a couple of weeds. And now you put this poison on your backyard, and you kill everything, the flowers and the trees and the grass. Of course, you kill the weeds, too. And this is what chemotherapy does. Chemotherapy kills everybody function, hopefully trying to not kill the patient along the way.
That's
and
right.
Then it hopes that only the bushes and the trees and the flowers come back and the weeds don't. In this analogy, basically, they kill all functions. So, of course, there's no cancerous growth at the moment because nothing in the body moves anymore or grows or functions. And then they call it a cure, or the tumor shrunk. Of course, the tumor shrunk to become twice the size in a very short amount of time later. The approach of killing everything and then hoping that only the healthy cells come back and the cancerous cells will not is completely absurd. After one session of chemotherapy, you cannot be an organ donor anymore. You cannot donate blood any longer. What does that tell us? We need to look at the reality here, that the body is so unbelievably strong, George, that it even finds a way to fight the horrors of chemotherapy. Cancer, George, is the approach from the body to keep us alive. The tumor or a cyst is built by the body to collect all the poisons in our system that try to kill us. And it isolates it in a bag. And that's what we call a tumor or a cyst. And this is why a cancerous tumor is always extremely toxic in the middle, in the inside. So that's why a needle biopsy leads always to aggressive, fast-growing cancer, because they pinch a needle into the cancerous, highly toxic lymph node or tumor or cyst, whatever it might be, and then the toxins that the body collected to protect us, to keep us alive, that floats into the system, and all of a sudden they say you have a fast-growing, very aggressive form of cancer. And if you go to my website, drleonardcoldwell.com, I put out there for your listeners. It's only on there for 24 hours. My cancer protocol for free. It's all there. They see your face. They see the Coast banner, and they get huge percentages and sales. It's basically just click on the banner, on the Coast to Coast banner on drleonardcoldwell.com.
I noticed that Hugo Chavez, who heads up Venezuela, and he has prostate cancer. He spent many, many weeks in Cuba trying to get cured, is now back in Venezuela, but he's going to see shamans to fight his cancer. What's that all about, Leonard?
First of all, as you know, I strongly believe of having cured, based on two independent studies done over 35,000 cancer patients, many of them in a terminal state, that cancer is caused by mental and emotional stress. 86% of all cancers are caused by living in constant worries, doubts, and fears, living with lack of self-love, self-respect, lack of hope, making compromises against yourself, staying in a relationship that's toxic, hanging on to a job that kills you in the whole meaning of the word. That's why so many people, the most deadly heart attacks happen Monday morning between 8 and 9 o'clock when people get ready for a work week.
That's right.
They cannot
yeah.
handle any longer. So, and here comes the faith in, here comes belief in, here comes very often religion in, even in some cases voodoo. But it's all really based on belief and based on cutting down on the stress, getting recharged again. Because cancer can only grow if you have a lack of oxygen. We are all born with potentially cancerous cells, George. From the very first moment we are born, we have free radicals, we have mutated, atrophied cells, half-dead cells, cells that get constantly replaced. These are potentially cancerous cells, and our immune system gets rid of it instantly.
Well, isn't it true, Leonard, that almost everybody has cancer cells in their body right now?
All the time, George. You're absolutely right. All the time. Everybody has cancerous cells, and everybody has at least 7 to 12 times full-blown cancer in his or her lifetime, and if they never go to a doctor, they might never even find out that they had cancer. Because we know that 27%, out of my personal experience, 27% of all cancer patients that do absolutely nothing completely recover to 100% and never get sick again. And the medical profession, Dr. Simoncini in Rome, he's an oncologist himself. He's a great cancer cure expert, and he cures cancer patients with sodium bicarbonate, with baking soda, for many, many years. He says the medical profession has a cancer cure rate of 2%. I, based on two independent studies, then have a cancer cure rate of 92.3%. And 27%, in my experience, recover on their own. So the medical profession has a cancer cure rate of 2%. And as the UK study showed, 27% of all people with chemotherapy die within the first 30 days. And we need to look at the fact that everybody has cancer. Our immune system is used to get rid of this cancer. It's a good diet that we need. We need enough oxygen. Otto Warburg and Max Planck got a Nobel Prize in 1911 and 1936 by proving cancer cannot exist in an alkaline, oxygen-rich environment. And it's not hard to get there with fresh juices, with juicing a lot of greens, and using my cancer protocol, which is for free on drleonardcoldwell.com.
Well, you want people to have an alkaline body. You want them to stop being so acidic. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir. Every negative element, microbes, fungi, candida overgrowth, yeast infections, viruses and bacteria can only multiply and flourish in an acidic environment. They need the lack of oxygen, and they need an acidic environment. The second, the pH scale goes from 0 to 14, and when you are slightly, you should be at 7.36 in a healthy state, and 7.5 is slightly alkaline, 7 is neutral, when you're in a healing phase. And this is basically, George, what is so simple. It is so cheap. But the cancer industry is a $60 billion a year industry. And the cancer prevention and research and early diagnostic is a $162 billion, with a B, industry a year.
Well, as you know, Leonard, money talks. When we come back, I want you to give us some tips on how to increase our alkaline level in our bodies. Plus, we'll take some phone calls with Dr. Leonard Coldwell. Lines are open right now. I'm George Norrie, and you're listening worldwide to Coast AM. Well, next hour, ecologist Peter Sale joins us as we talk about his work, Our Dying Planet, and ways to make it live again. We'll be back in a moment, though, with Dr. Leonard Coldwell, and we'll take your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. We're going to take your calls with Dr. Leonard Coldwell, but I want him to give us some tips on how to increase our pH level. And also, Leonard, this, because you're a very sensitive guy. Let's assume we've got some people out there now listening. They've got cancer. They're taking chemotherapy. They're on radiation treatment. I mean, I'm not the one to tell them to stop. You're not the one to tell them to stop. They've got their own doctor. But what do you tell them?
First of all, I need to tell you, I just tried my site, drleonardcoldwell.com. It's already broken down again.
Sorry.
I have the capacity for 28,000 hits at the moment, and it doesn't open up anymore. So you can try it yourself. You crashed my site again. So, but first of all, George, everybody has to make his or her own decision. And there might be people that really need outside help, that really need somebody leading them or doing it for them for a lot of different reasons. Not everybody is open for alternative ways of healing. Not everybody can go the natural route where they have to do all the research and take control over their own lives. And this is not, it's difficult. They need to take responsibility. Most of all, the main problem, of course, is that the medical profession is scaring people. My new site, drcoldwellopinion.tv, gives people in 3-4 minute video clips information how to help themselves about any issue in life. It's drcoldwellopinion.tv. And because so many people have exactly that problem. And of course, George, we know so many people that believe in their doctor, and I believe that every doctor is a good person in the core. And it's just the educational process that hinders them from healing, because in the medical universities, they do not learn healing. They only learn chemical intervention or surgical intervention or radiation intervention to suppress symptoms. They never learn to begin with anything about curing people. And that's where all has to stop and start, because the medical education is still based on the old John D. Rockefeller, the original guy that made the big money, and he wrote the curriculum for the medical profession and made them his salespeople selling his chemicals. So that needs to change, and then everything else will change. But the people that are on medical treatment, I'm not telling them get off. No, under no circumstances. If you have started the medical treatment, you need to consult your doctor. There's a lot of help out there, natural, that helps to minimize the negative side effects of chemotherapy. Also, there's a good detoxification process. You know, I have the mybepure.com is what I suggest, what I created over 28 years ago for my cancer patients, and most cancer patients were already terminal. And in 21 days, these cancer patients can get, or even chemotherapy patients, can get regenerated, can get detoxified, and can start rebuilding healthy cells.
That's
critical.
There's
no reason to give up. It is just, I have to be sometimes a little bit more drastic, because I like to shake people up and say, please, before you do all of this, you need to get educated. See, breast cancer, for example, it takes 7 to 10 years to grow to a size that they can diagnose breast cancer. And then they scare you into surgery and radiation and chemotherapy instantly, best next morning. So it grows 7 to 10 years to grow to a size that they can even find it. So there is no rush. There is no reason to hurry up. Please just get educated. George or I, we're not telling you what to do and what not to do. It's your life, and you're the only person that has to live with your decisions, your actions, or the decisions you didn't make or the actions you didn't take.
One thing I would recommend, though, Leonard, as you would agree, everybody go out and pick up some pH test strips. They're very inexpensive. And get on, as you say, green juices and things that increase your alkaline level. Stop making your body so acidic.
Yes, George. Most of all, people need to understand it helps a lot if they drink a gallon of water a day with half a teaspoon of sea salt or Himalayan pink salt in it. That helps. Actually, and it's enormous how much water can do. So I suggest to everybody, healthy or sick, a gallon of water a day with half a teaspoon of pink or sea salt in it. That is a good start. And then the more green you juice, that has so much chlorophyll and so much calcium in it, broccoli, for example, or eat a lot of broccoli, it will help you to alkalize your system. A very good raw food diet will always help you alkalize the system. And that is just something you need to eat anyway. It doesn't really cost anything. That's why everything I have on my website, drleonardcourtois.com, is most of it is free. I mean, there's nothing to pay. You go on there and just read my protocol, and there's a lot of things you just have in your kitchen, and it is not that difficult. But the alkalinity, because imagine that they got a Nobel Prize in medicine by proving cancer cannot exist in an alkaline, oxygen-rich environment. And chlorophyll, everything is green, gives the body chlorophyll, and chlorophyll gives the body oxygen. And oxygen is the main healing force. Professor Manfred von Ardenne, 40, 50 years ago, invented the oxygen more-step therapy that I used in my hospitals in Europe. And even if you blow ionized oxygen on a colon cancerous tumor, you see it under ultrasound disappearing on an instant. Or you flush a cervical cancer with baking soda, food grade or pharmaceutical grade, with water and then baking soda, so Dr. Simoncini proved, and you can see how the cancer is disappearing on impact, because cancer is stuck together by a fungus. Dr. Simoncini wrote a book, Cancer is a Fungus. I wrote in my book, The Only Answer to Cancer, I wrote a part of his book or his knowledge in there. And it disappears on impact because the fungus that keeps the cancerous growth together disappears instantly if it gets alkaline. Or also he suggests to take food-grade baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, together with 5 teaspoons or tablespoons of syrup. Maple syrup, organic maple syrup. And you warm it up a little bit so that it becomes one mass, and people that eat it, so his report, instantly get better because they get instantly alkaline.
Also, well, that's a good tip. Go ahead.
35% food-grade hydrogen peroxide. 8 drops in, but that's what my patients historically did, 8 drops of hydrogen peroxide, 35% food grade, and 8 ounces of aloe vera juice or distilled water. It does an unbelievable job. Or the MyBePure.com cleanse, in 21 days, nearly everybody that did it is more alkaline. And the also breathing, if you breathe right, if you breathe low, deep in your stomach, and you have more oxygen, the healing process starts immediately. But always remember, the main cause of acidosis is stress. It is proven that 86% of all doctor visits and of all illness is stress-related. The Stanford University conducted a study and even came to the conclusion 95% of all illness and doctor visits are stress-related.
Well, I believe that, Leonard. Now, you think your website is slammed. All my phone lines here are jammed, so let's take some calls in the remaining moments we've got here.
You are the most powerful giant in media.
We'll go to the Long Island caller. Rick, you are with us on the wild card line. Go ahead,
hey,
Rick.
George,
thanks.
How are you doing? This guy's great. You got to get him back for a full show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, doctor, I've been practicing alternative medicine and natural healing, naturopathy for about 25 years.
Thank you so much for helping people with true medicine.
No, on myself. I have a liver disease, which brings me to my question. Did you ever treat anybody other than cancer patients? In other words, have you ever treated somebody with like an infectious viral liver disease?
Or cirrhosis or
something? My own mother had hepatitis C and liver cirrhosis. And that was 42 years ago, and they turned into liver cancer, and they said she has 6 months to live. And I cured my mom. She's still alive today, and over 42 years later, she turned 76 years in November. And food-grade hydrogen peroxide really, really helps well. The liver gallbladder purity from awesomesupplements.com. You find it on my website, drleonardcoldwell.com, the information about this. But hydrosilver or colloidal silver, I'm using a company called helpingamericanow.com for the silver. The silver is basically, it really kills every microbe and every infection. There is enzymes help a lot, and you have to be a little bit more careful with the raw food diet, but you should go on an organic diet. There's a company called greatwholefood.com. They have 100% certified organic foods, and I would get on this for at least 6 weeks to 3 months. And in my experience, it could really be absolutely fine in 3 to 4 months.
Okay, Leonard, thanks for that advice. And Rick, thank you for the call. We'll go to Shelley, first-time caller, Houston, Texas. Go ahead, Shelley.
Hi, Dr. Caldwell. Hi, George.
Hi, Shelley.
Hey, Shelley.
I had a little bit of a mystery question. I recently went to the doctor, was diagnosed with sweet syndrome. I had a horrible skin, like I guess it would be like chicken pox for an adult is the best way to describe it. But through all of that, they did blood work, and there's an underlying cancer scare with that. There seems to be a lot of people that had sweet syndrome, and it's SWEETS, that have had underlying issues with cancer. So I had to go through some steps with screening. But my question is, although everything came back great and everything came back normal, how do I know that it's not hiding somewhere in my body? How do I know, other than additional tests, without having to go through more radiation? Because, you know, you have to have...
That's a good question, Shelley.
Yeah.
It is, don't worry, sweetheart. It is not hiding anywhere. That I promise you that, for a lot of reasons. But basically, what you had is based on a mixture of herpes, shingle and virus is the same kind of a thing, combined with the Canada overgrowth, which is a fungus, and that basically comes out that way. We all have cancer, so, and our immune system gets rid of it all the time. Please don't worry. Just alone vitamin C. I gave my cancer patients historically in Europe 100 cc's of vitamin C intravenously, 3 times a week, and no matter if they had a microbial infection or if it was a fungi in any way, shape, or form, herpetic viruses, it all goes away in about 12 sessions. It is really, there is no reason to, you can also, if you forget, if you write me to instinctbasedmedicine@gmail.com, My licensed doctors and MDs will give you my protocols, my historical protocols, for free. There is no cost, and most of the natural elements they suggest are really cheap or for free, or you have them anyway. But I would really go for silver, colloidal silver, silver hydrosol. As I said, I use helpingamericanow.com. And you get alkaline, and all this disappears anyway. But it really sounds like a combination of a virus combined with a fungi, with a Canada overgrowth.
Leonard, you do need to call Lisa and Tom to get a full program. I mean, these calls just keep coming in, my friend. Let's go to Cincinnati, Ohio. Brandon, welcome to Coast to Coast. Go ahead, Brandon.
How you doing, George? Great show tonight. My question is, do you think that the legalization of cannabis is directly related to the depopulation plot by the world elite? And I'd also like to quickly mention there is a bill in Ohio called HB 214 for Ohio medicinal use. If anybody could support that, there's a Facebook page for it.
Okay, very good. But, you know, part of the problem with that, Leonard, as you know, is the federal government is still chomping down on states that have legalized the medicinal use of marijuana. You know, states that say, hey, it's okay. We know you can't take pharmaceutical pain pills, so use this. But the federal government still clamps down on them. Is there anything you can do about that?
Basically, the answer is twofold. First of all, drugs like Ritalin is chemical heroin. After 7 days of Ritalin, you are already addicted. You're a heroin addict. So they're selling this as a prescription drug. But it is proven that hemp and hemp oil is the cure for cancer. Hemp oil, for example, can, in my experience, cure skin cancer in 3 to 7 days if you make it right and you apply it right. And that is why they are fighting it so much. Our own government is growing the poppy seeds in Afghanistan, and the CIA is the largest drug dealer in the world for heroin and cocaine. And they don't want you to mess with their income. And we all need to start standing up. Let me say something very, very important. I'm in this for 38 years. The last 2 years, something positive happened. More people are open and awake and alert than ever before. That's why I opened up my test site for my TV channel. I'm going live with my own TV station in 3 weeks. It's Dr. ColdwellOpinion.tv, so that we can unite and we can hire lawyers and we start suing the federal government, because the federal government, in my research, has no jurisdiction outside Washington, D.C., and we need to hire lawyers, and we need to sue the people that are signing all these laws or arrest warrants, because they are not acting in
Well, I hope you're using Jonathan E. Mord, because he's the best out there, Leonard.
He is the best out there. I mean, Jonathan is just, first of all, he's a great, great guy. He's a good friend. He's knowledgeable. He's a warrior. He's a fighter. And I think he is the right person for this. But we are starting to really unite people right now. And if people want information that we cannot give over the radio, and it's only legal in America through a church, only a church can do whatever it wants to do, if they go to churchofinnerhealing.com, churchofinnerhealing.com, and just put their email address in, it doesn't cost anything, there's no subscription, nothing, and they get information we cannot give them legally or lawfully.
And the most important thing, Leonard, is people need to take control of their own destiny. You know, look, I like mainstream medicine. So do you. I have some friends who are doctors. They care about people. They are shackled just like a lot of other people. You know, they're strangled by the pharmaceutical companies who surround them, who try to convince them that, you know, these drugs are the best thing to do. There are some doctors out there that will toe that company line and will simply say, all right, well, they told me this pill was good for depression, so you take that. But by and large, you know, there are a lot of good doctors out there, Leonard, like you, who are beginning to wake up, who are beginning to say that there's another way to cure our patients, and it's happening. Tim in Austin, Texas, just a few minutes here for you. Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Okay, hello, doctor. For the treatment of late-stage cancer, what do you know about the success of the pancreatic enzyme and nutritional supplement-based approach that was originated by John Beard and continued by Dr. William Kelly and eventually today by Dr. Nick Gonzalez?
Late-stage cancer, Leonard. That's tough, isn't it?
It really depends. I have seen people coming off their deathbed, and please remember that my mom had 6 months to live. They gave her maximum 6 months to live. 42 years ago, and she's completely healthy and alive today. I have personally gotten to cancer patients in a hospital bed that were supposed to die in a very short amount of time, and they did excessively what I told them to do, and in a couple of weeks, they were fine. If the damage done by the medical treatment is not too large, or the patient is not responsive anymore due to the cancer, every cancer, in my experience and belief, can be cured in 2 to 16 weeks. My cancer patients, the 35,000 cancer patients I dealt with, were mainly given-up patients, terminal patients, people that came and had 3 months to live, 9 months to live, a year or 2 years to live, as their prognosis. I think there's always a way, there's always hope. You have to do it with the right doctors, with a licensed ND or an NMD. Today also there's a lot of MDs. As you know, George, a lot of my friends, our friends are medical doctors. Actually,
And they got you. Are you still there? Okay, great. Sometimes your phone gets clipped a little bit, Leonard, and I wonder why. Anyways, Leonard, we got to get you back for a full program. We will do that. Dr. Colwell's website, when it finds its ability to breathe again, because it's been slaughtered here, it will be opened up at coasttocoastam.com. We've got a link there for you. So make sure you go and visit what he does. He's got a lot of material up there that you can read and information that is just so critical I think, to your own personal health. Up next, Peter Sale joins us, our dying planet, an incredible story of his view of the crisis we face. He's next on Coast to Coast AM.